I'm sure that, you know, what happened was brought to their attention, and you know, they don't want to have any type of feud in between players or what they feel should be done and what's not being done or whatever. So I'm sure, like I said, players and coaches are going to come together. The staff is going to make it, you know, comfortable for us so we can be ready whenever we need to be.
Any examples of anything that you've ever suggested to Chip or anyone else that they've kind of listened to?
Nah, I haven't, honestly. I just really honestly come in and do what I'm supposed to do and you know, take everything else with a grain of salt. So, you know, but that's what the NFL is. Everybody has different personalities. Everybody handles things differently. You know, I'm not saying that what Kerry said was wrong or what he did was wrong, but you got to know Kerry as a person. And I think that what he meant by saying that, you know, wasn't what people viewed it as. And you know, I think our team is fine. And we talked about it and got it resolved.
Brandon, can moments like that in your career in college, man, can moments like that tear teams apart? Can they also galvanize teams?
Yeah, you're right. I think moments like that can tear teams apart, but it can also bring us together. And I think that we came closer because of it. You know, we know that, you know, everybody goes out there and plays their hearts out on Sundays for each other. And you know, you're going to be passionate about what you do and you want to be the best. So, you know, Kerry's that type of person where he plays passionate, you know, wears his heart on his sleeve and wants to be the best and wants to play good at all times. So, you know, just knowing how he is, you know, we always talk and we always, you know, figure out a way to make things better. And that's really what he wanted.